Welcome to Nostalgia Today, where we'll take another one-hour journey back in time to the music of the church in years gone by. Let's face it, sometimes struggle and disappointment is inescapable. There are inevitable times in each of our lives when we will encounter trials and pain, and sorrow is a familiar element in the landscape of our sojourn on this earth as well. But hope is found in understanding that the afflictions that threaten to dominate our earthly existence must ultimately yield to the mercy and grace that God extends to us in the midst of our struggles. If we will listen, we can hear the voice of God speaking peace to our hearts by His Spirit and through His Word. But as our first song this evening on Nostalgia Today reminds us, God's grace is often also conveyed to us in the tangible form of a warm embrace or comforting word of a friend.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise,
from heaven above, fill thou my soul, that I may know thy love, thy wondrous love. Hush my heart to hear thy faintest whisper. Speak, dear Lord, speak, dear Lord. Oh, may my will be lost in thine, my yielded heart to thee I now resign. Speak, Lord, I pray. Let the flood tide of thy glory, like a mighty sea, sweep o'er me, while I worship and adore thy name, thy matchless name, precious holy name, through eternal years. To me from Calvary, where thou, O Christ, did shed thy blood for me in agony. Speak of thy undying mercy. There outpoured, precious Lord, oh, melt my heart with Calvary love. Burn out the dross with fire from above. Speak, Lord, I pray. Speak from Calvary, I implore thee. Keep that vision ever before me, while I worship and adore thy name, thy matchless name, precious holy name, through eternal years, the same.
Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all other's treasures, Jesus, thy
Lead me, Lord, I pray.
be like you, Lord. This is my constant longing and prayer, pure and holy, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender, and kind. Oh, to be like you. I invite you, Lord, come in your fullness and stamp your image deep on my heart. Yes, Lord, I acknowledge that you hold all my days in the palm of your hand, they're being purposefully and graciously crafted in accordance with your perfect plan. You are the potter. I'm the clay. I place my life in your hands, asking you to please set me apart, drawing me to yourself, leading me, molding me, using me, filling me, according to your purpose and plan. In Jesus' name, amen. We're living in perilous times, and the Gaither Homecoming Singers present this challenge to us in our next song. As followers of Christ, will we dare to go against the tide of our culture? Are we willing to live without the affirming applause of people? Are we ready to face eternity, unafraid of death, but until that day comes, to stand ready to fight for freedom and honor, to stand up for the truth, whatever the cost?
What this dying world could use is a willing man of God who dares to go against the grain and works without applause. A man who raised that shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is sure. God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away.
He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few.
The broken derelict whose life has been renewed. He calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth.
Enlistment lines are open and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good men. Men who face eternity and aren't afraid to die. Men who fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men.
dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you.
Like a heavenly accountant, and he tallies in a big black book the bad deeds and the good. But the Bible says that we were all dead, sin and trespasses. So tell me, how's a dead man going to do right if he would? But when we were without strength, Jesus died to save the lost, and he signed our adoption papers with his cross. Written in blood by the nail-pierced hand of Jesus, the Lamb of Calvary offered for my sin. Written in blood, my pardon, and when I claimed him as my Savior, the book of life was open and my name was entered in. I'm a living letter engraven in the hand of Jesus, sent from God the Father to be read in deed of men. In former days God wrote his holy law on stony tables, but by his Spirit now he's writing in the hearts of men. We're heirs of his new covenant, for Jesus shed his precious blood to write the last will and testament of God. Written in blood by the nail-pierced hand of Jesus, the Lamb of Calvary offered for my sin. Written in blood, my pardon, and when I claimed him as my Savior, the book of life was open and my name was entered in. Written in blood, written by the nail-pierced hand of Jesus, the
Lamb of Calvary offered for my sin.
Offered for my sin.
Written in blood,
he wrote my pardon.
And when I claimed him as my Savior, the book of life was open, and my name was entered in. Entered in.
Yes, it is comforting, isn't it, to know that one day we will take his hand and walk with him into a place of perfect peace and rest, never to leave his presence ever again. But in the meantime, and until that blessed day comes, we can know the present reality of his presence and protection in the midst of our present trials in this troubled world, facing temptation and trouble with the calm assurance that we are now, today, safely and surely in his hands.
Safe in the grace of God, my soul finds rest, strong from a confidence that he knows best. Following where he leads, my heart is blessed. Evil makes its plans, but my faith still stands. I am in God's hands. My mind in his hands. life's pains. Send them to guard me at that final change. Bury me up to where my Father reigns. Evil makes its plans, but my faith still stands. I am in God's hand. Oh, I am in God's hand.
Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. Precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name.
Precious name.
Oh, how sweet,
oh, how sweet,
hope of earth and joy of heaven. Day by day, with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling tall with peace and with rest. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me and thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when tall and troubled me, e'er to take from my Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. Precious name. Oh, how sweet.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, Father, and joy of the heaven. Precious name.
Precious name.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, Father, and joy of the heaven.
Thank you. soul arise. Arise, my soul, arise. Shake off thy guilty fears. The bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears. Before the throne my surety stands. Before the throne my surety stands. My name
see you.
hiding. For a believer, this isn't a word that speaks of cowering fear or timid uncertainty. Instead, it speaks of that singular place of safety and security that's found in the very presence of the one who's called the Rock of Ages. Are you hiding in him today? I'm your host, Stacy Waller, and sorry to say, that song from Hale and Wilder brings another Nostalgia Today program toward a close. But before we hear our final song from Sandy Patty, I want to thank you for joining me this evening. I hope you found fresh courage and comfort as you listened. And remember, Nostalgia Today is a listener-supported ministry. God uses the prayers and giving of listeners like you to make this program possible week after week. Thank you for your gracious support. Here's how you can reach us. The address is Nostalgia Today, Post Office Box 48787, Spokane, Washington, 99228. The phone number is 509-448-5166. And the email address is office@nostalgiatoday.com. That's Nostalgia Today, P.O. Box 48787, Spokane, Washington, 99228. Our phone number is 448-5166. And the email address is office@nostalgiatoday.com. Thank you again for listening, and may the Lord use your life in the week ahead, making a difference in time for eternity. And now, to bring Nostalgia Today to a close, here is Sandy Patty with her rousing call to crown Jesus tonight as the King of Glory. Yes, Jesus will reign. Nostalgia Today is an outreach of Legacy Builders Ministries, which exists for the purpose of challenging followers of Jesus Christ toward making a difference in time for eternity.